It's an overcast and rather chilly summer afternoon in Berlin's Schöneberg district. A varied group of Berliners have gathered on Sunday to meet Carsten. Clean-shaven, kind-faced with glasses, the 54-year-old guide will lead the group on a tour of his former life, a life on the streets of Berlin. Berlin is home to some 3.5 million people. According to the Berlin Senate, around 4,000 are homeless. Yet Carsten says the number is closer to 10 or 11,000. But from where he's standing, you wouldn't think it. We're in Schöneberg, a posh district with broad streets, bustling squares, and manicured parks. Liberal and bourgeois, it's also known as the center of gay life in Berlin. But Nollendorfplatz, where the tour begins, is one corner of the so-called Bermuda Square, an area of the city that's popular with the homeless.
Berlin ist nicht nur hip für Touristen und Leute, die hier hinziehen, sondern Berlin ist auch hip für
Berlin is not only hip for tourists and people who move here, but it's also hip among the homeless because of the city's social infrastructure. It's attractive for homeless people because it's big, anonymous and niche. And in the middle of the city, you can really take part in things even if you're homeless.
Social infrastructure means tolerance and government support of the homeless, but also the practicalities that make living on the streets doable, such as public space, 24-hour grocery stores to return bottles for pocket change, and votas, day centers where the homeless can meet with social workers, escape from the cold, and use the showers and washing machines. Carsten says every year a little over 1,500 people are victims of forced evictions in Berlin. Homelessness is also attributed to domestic problems and psychological illness, not just addiction like many assume, he adds. But as of late, more homeless are spilling in from Romania, Bulgaria, and Greece, due in part to the financial crisis. Max is one of around 20 people taking the tour. He temporarily relocated from southern Germany to Berlin for his studies.
I want to learn something about homeless people because I have no real connection to them. But I think when I came to Berlin, I recognized so many poor people, and I just wanted to understand why is it Berlin? Because I've been to Hamburg and to Cologne and to Stuttgart, and here it is everywhere.
Also, nächster Punkt, immer noch Schöneberg, Winterfeldplatz.
As we carry on to Winterfeldplatz, it's obvious we won't be encountering any homeless people on the tour. The stops along the way take us to quiet, unassuming areas of Schöneberg that are tolerant of street life. Without directly spotting out the homeless, the tours are aimed at providing insight into how the homeless get by and how the city, in turn, adapts. Sally Ulrich, co-founder of Querstadtein, explains.
Wir wollen uns sehr stark davon abgrenzen von dem Vorwurf eventuell eine Slum-Tour zu machen oder
We don't want to look as though we're voyeuristic. We want to present the tour through the eyes of someone who went through that experience. It's about changing perspectives.
They launched the tours this summer to make a connection between society in general and Germany's highest population of homeless.
Ich glaube, natürlich ist es nur ein heißer Tropfen auf den Stein, was
Of course, there are only 3 tour guides, so it's not creating jobs, but awareness. If more people look at the homeless in a different way, then they can profit from it in general.
Jan is in his mid-40s and accompanies his elderly mother on the tour. He's been living in Berlin for 16 years.
I think, of course, you see a lot of people in the streets who have no home, who are homeless. And, you're wondering, how do they survive? And I think it's a kind of Greek tragedy, you know, in a certain way. You're afraid, oh, it could happen to me. And at the same time, it's like a thrill. Oh, how do they do that, you know?
Victoria Luisa Platz is an old hangout for tour guide Carsten, who, until very recently, was homeless. He stops in front of the robust fountain at the center of the square. It's lined with park benches, benches he used to sleep on during the day. The former manager of a large fashion company, Carsten suffered a burnout and depression. Before he knew it, he had gone through all his savings and was out of the system and on the streets. These days, he volunteers at a homeless day center and guides tours.
It's part of my very personal therapy to out myself. And I just want to achieve that people get a little bit more aware of their surrounding, of the people being very, very close to them. Everybody meets them, everybody sees them, so that you should do something, I think.
We round off the tour at Zoo Station in West Berlin. For decades, Zoo was notorious for drugs, alcohol, and prostitution. It's still the same today, Carsten says. Everything just looks a little nicer. Clean streets, busy tourists, and Sunday strollers. Close to one of the city's largest Votas, along with an emergency ambulance that offers 24-hour treatment and hot meals, Zoo Station is ideal for the homeless. It's also one of the few stations that stay open to the homeless in winter. At the end of his tour, Karsten encourages his participants to donate food or clothes. He hammers home the importance of having a sleeping bag in winter and reminds us to notice those on the streets.
Und deswegen finde ich es ganz wichtig, Obdachlose eben nicht zu sagen, ja, die sind da.
We see the homeless everywhere, but we act like we don't. It's important to look at them and make eye contact when you give them money. Pay attention. It's part of keeping their dignity if they have any left. They can only get that from other people, and that's us.
Karsten says it's getting harder for the homeless, as police are working to push them out all over Berlin. But as the capital continues to hold the highest number of homeless in the country, solutions need to come from the source. And if citizens are more aware of their fellow residents on the streets, then perhaps they're one step closer to facing it together. Melanie Savchenko, DW, Berlin.